to 6 o'clock is the time, and I'm joined on the telephone now, as always at this time, by Liam Horan of Shlinu Careers. Liam, good evening to you.
Good evening, Aidan.
The query this evening is something that I can kind of identify with myself. It's an email from ER, Liam, and are cover letters a thing of the past? What with LinkedIn, emails and the like, I don't want to appear old-fashioned when I apply for a job this week.
The short answer is they're not a thing of the past, but unlike in the past, they're not a standard issue for every single job application. Okay, so, for example, if the recruiter or the employer specifies a cover letter, you have to give a cover letter then.
Can I just stop you there? By which you mean what exactly?
Well, it's not necessarily not the traditional print it off or handwrite it and put it in the post or, you know, type it up one time. A cover letter nowadays would be in the body of the email, by and large. So almost 99% of this is now done online, but there could still be a dear sir, madam in the body of the email or attached to the email, which is a cover letter applying for the job. And in fact, I had a client last week who was going for a very senior job in an international company, and he presumed there was no cover letter until he read the fine print another time, and actually they did want a cover letter. So sometimes employers will want you to write a cover letter that will address some of the issues in the job spec. Do you know what I mean? So
so just to clarify,
I'm talking as much about electronic now as the old-fashioned type it up or print it off and put it in the post.
Would the cover letter contain further information to that contained in the CV or the application form?
Yes, it would. It generally wouldn't be used with an application form, actually. It's generally only with the CV it's used, because the application form has been designed to elicit the information they're looking for. Mm. Whereas the cover letter, when they specify a cover letter, they're looking for some specific information about your suitability for the role, which may not be in your CV, or may well be in your CV too. You know what I mean? It depends on how you've written your CV. But in the cover letter, you can make statements that wouldn't necessarily appear in a CV along the lines of, I believe my skills in the area of A, B, and C match the requirements of the role as you've outlined. Do you know what I mean? So it's a bit more of a direct hit on the job than the CV. The CV, in theory anyway, is the story of your life to date, as opposed to where you may go in the future, whereas the cover letter gives you a chance to, you know, project into the role you're going for. So it's still, I was actually doing some research on this today. Some studies in America, which is generally ahead of these things in terms of career development, say that 73% of recruiters are still requesting a cover letter. From the recruiter's perspective, the more they can get, the more work you can do as the applicant, the less they have to do, if you know what I mean. If you can kind of point out where you suit the role exactly, the less fishing through your CV they have to do. So I can see why, in that regard, it's still alive. I mean, career development, for all the talk we have here at times about technology changing and that, it has changed slowly enough. I mean, even the CV itself should be in peril at this stage, because there's so much stuff online between LinkedIn and all that kind of thing. The notion that you would now sit down still and create your own profile and submit it to a job is, I won't say it's archaic, but one day, not too far from now, we'll look back and see how did it last as long as it did, because, you know, with technology and everything now, they can form your profile, they can figure you out much quicker than you might figure out yourself. But it's still the way it's done, and the cover letter is still enduring. As I said, it's pasted into the body of the email or attached to the email, and it's a chance for the candidate to direct themselves or address themselves directly to the role that they're applying for.
And would it be specifically for the purpose of directing themselves to the role they're applying for? Or I'm just thinking as you're speaking there, Liam, where perhaps in the CV there might be a 12-month gap where the individual wasn't employed but had decided to take time out or go travelling. Could they develop that point?
They could, though they should cover that off in their CV as well. The CV should be a fairly full account of your career to date. But if you did want to address in greater detail, particularly if there was something relevant about what you did, do you know what I mean? If you, in your travelling, maybe did some work or were involved in some voluntary work or something like that that's related to the job. But generally, if there's a gap in your CV, and you'd be surprised how many people have a gap in their CV, particularly in the last 10 years, there's no harm in saying such and such a time to such and such a time, travelled, was seeking work, was unemployed, seeking work, whatever it is, you know what I mean? There's generally no harm. In, I think it's a lot worse not to address that in your CV than to address it honestly, and because people's career paths have been, you know, higgledy-piggledy for the last 10 years by and large, and we were just beginning to settle into a new phase when COVID came along, so we'll see a whole lot of uncertainty in people's CVs. We mightn't see a lot of travel in people's CVs in the future, but we'll see a lot of uncertainty again in the next few years.
So therefore, as far as you're concerned, ER is not being old-fashioned?
No, the cover letter still has its place. Now, what ER needs to do is to look at the job spec, and if they don't specify a cover letter, you may just write a short little note in the email. It's kind of horses for courses. What they need to do, I think, is look at their CV closely and say, if this is all this employer is going to see of me, do I think that this recommends me for the job? Am I giving them enough here in the CV to be able to call me for interview? And if not, perhaps you do need to elaborate a little bit more in a cover letter. I have seen cover letters used very effectively where they take certain things in the job spec and say, well, I can do that. I can do that, I can do that, and here's the evidence from my career to date that says I can. So it's a bit like, you know, in a sales context, this is what the buyer is trying to buy, here's what I'm trying to sell you, and here's why I'm trying to sell it to you. And done well, without being verbose or conceited, is a good help to the recruiter to, you know, hopefully link you to the role or to put you in the role.
And just one text in, Liam, basically this listener is inquiring as to whether or not, if there's no reference to a covering letter from the prospective employer, do you just ignore it then? Or can you make the decision yourself to include it?
The test is your CV doing enough? And if it's not doing enough, you either buttress your CV or you do a cover letter. I think ultimately, either one, the CV on its own or the CV and the cover letter should feel like a fairly strong manifesto for the job in question. And you'd be surprised how many people create one CV and send it out to all sorts of jobs, even though the jobs are vastly different. You've got to try and match either your CV or your CV and cover letter to the role. So it's kind of back on the listener there to see, well, is my CV doing enough to match that job spec?
Very good. We must leave it there. Liam Horan from Sligo Careers, as always, many thanks.
Thank you, Aidan.